So I'm in my room. The date is April 8th, 2012. I'm Rodney Manalo, and this is my mom, Liberty Ocampo, and I'm interviewing her because she moved from the Philippines to Daly City. How was life during the childhood in the Philippines?
My childhood in the Philippines was cool. I played a lot with guys. I played mostly with guy toys and guy games like softball. And we were up early. We did jogging in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. It was fun. It was I lived in the countryside. I didn't like the city that much because it's so crowded and populated. The water was fresh back home. We have our own pump. So yeah, it tastes better and fresh, clean.
In what area did you live in the Philippines?
I lived in the central part of the Philippines. Actually, it's more on the north part of the Philippines, about 2 hours away from the ocean.
What responsibilities did you have in the Philippines?
A lot of responsibilities, especially while I was growing up, grandma. My mother taught us how to cook, to wash dishes. Mostly my part of the house is the cleaning. I clean the whole house up and down, and one bathroom. I clean the backyard and help water the plants that my mother planted. They're vegetables. Vegetable garden and flowers, and we clean the yard with all the weeds, and we make sure that we're home by 6 o'clock, or else you're gonna be in big trouble.
Do you think the lifestyle in America differs from the lifestyle back in the Philippines as you grew up?
Yes, there's a big difference because back there, they learn how to be more responsible, especially with household chores, and they teach the kids how to respect nature, animals, humans, and it's a little bit slow than other kids that grows up here. But probably now it's almost the same.
Were opportunities easy to grasp in the Philippines?
I guess it depends on what type of opportunities you're into or you're looking for. For the type of job, it's not really a nice place to have a opportunity to earn money because everything business is slow, so people are self-sufficient. They plant their own fruits, their own vegetables, and they raise their own cattle to be able to survive. But I thought that is really nice because it helps the environment.
Were opportunities easy to grasp for you in the Philippines as you were growing up?
No, I wasn't able to grasp that, especially if you're just in the middle-aged type of family. There's this back home, it's just rich and poor. So it's really hard to find someone or something that will help you grow up, unless people or like my sister who was able to migrate to United States, she was able to support and give us opportunity to go to higher university, which is also a Catholic university, and we were able to go to, finish our college degrees through by her help.
About your family, were you well family oriented?
Yes, it's really nice to have a family like ours, because first of all, my mother was growing up with Catholic German nuns, and so she adopted the strictness of the nuns, and so she applied it to us while we were growing up. And I thought that was really nice, but of course when I was a kid, I thought that was not fair, because we couldn't do much of what was wanted to do when we were young. But it was okay. I grew up nice, I guess, and away from trouble.
Did the boys and girls have different roles in the family? Like, did the boys do something specific that the girls couldn't do, or was it just all equal work?
I guess it depends on how the family is being brought up, based from my experience, because men were outnumbered and were 6 girls and 3 boys. And all the boys were in the universities when I was growing up. So my mom and dad left with 6 girls. And because I'm the very active one, I was doing most of the guy stuff. Climbing trees, cutting woods, pulling something cart, or bicycling to go to the market to buy something for my mother, for her to cook our dinner or lunch. And so, I acted mostly as the guy in the family.